Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
4 o'clock hour, and we will begin with a Road to a Repeat update. It's sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out when it's game time. Make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Hey, here's your update. They kicked the snot out of Edmonton last night. The road to a repeat just got a little smoother, because if they continue to play that way and Edmonton continues to melt down, they got nothing, Jack.
There we go.
I'm talking about, yeah. Got game 4 Thursday in Sunrise, Amerant Bank Arena. Crowder and Solana and Josh Appel will broadcast live from the Amerant Bank Arena on Thursday. I will still be on the Jersey Shore. By the way, I should mention, if you are going to a Panthers game this week, like Thursday, Panthers have new specialty food items for the Stanley Cup Final, and they've got a turkey panini with chips, section 115 and 307. They've got a filet mignon steak sandwich, or steak Sammy. Chips, section 110. The big three in their most anticipated season yet will take center court in Miami at the Kaseya Center on June 29th. You can get your tickets right now at KaseyaCenter.com. One other piece of news, Solana will be at Carolina Ale House in Weston a week from tomorrow, Wednesday the 18th. 5 p.m. is when it starts. It's a Club World Cup watch party. He's going to be giving away tickets every 30 minutes to see the Inter Miami World Club World Cup game at Hard Rock Stadium June 23rd. So again, if you want to win those tickets, it's a great prize. Go to Carolina Ale House a week from tomorrow in Weston and join Solana out there. You can get details at WQAM.com. I'm on a little bit of a high. I was telling Crowder as we came back here, I won $144 during that commercial break playing roulette. I was laying on the couch here at the Airbnb, but I was really at a table. I was at a roulette table. I sent you guys a little screenshot. So I was about to come on and tell you that I had lost $40 playing roulette during the commercial break. I have withstood the temptation for 2 hours and 6 minutes on this show to play roulette, other than in that first segment when we had the one spin. I lay down on the couch during this commercial break, and I'm like, F it. So I made this deal in my mind. I'm trying not to break, you know, my diet while I'm up here on vacation. Last year on the Jersey Shore, I must have gained 30 pounds. So there was, DJ had bought a bag of chips. So there's chips laying there. So this is, honest to God, this is how I work. So I sit down on the couch. There's a bag of chips. They're like Cheeto Puffs.
Mm.
And I say to myself, okay, Hawk, you can do one of two things for this. You know, we had like 10-minute commercial break. You can do one of two things. You can have some chips, or you can play roulette. You can't do both.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward about 5 minutes in, I've got my hand in the bag of chips. I got the other hand on my roulette table. I'm laying on the couch. No joke. This is exactly what transpired during the commercial break. The chips were great. I haven't had them in a while. I haven't had big puffy chips in a while. And I'm losing. So I'm down $40 on roulette. I had done like four spins maybe. And so I decide I'm going to log out. $40 is enough. And I say, you know what? One more spin. And I put three chips on 23 and three on the little side. So it runs 22, 23, 24. So you get all three. And it came up 23 on the final spin, $144.
There we go.
So I had a delicious commercial break. I had some chips, some Cheetos. I played some roulette, had my feet up on the couch. I mean, I love the Jersey Shore. Looks like the sun's peeking out as well.
Great story about self-discipline. You were going to do this or that. And
right.
There was not, there was the, like that story was no discipline. Huh?
Right. Wasn't that a good idea though? Like, hey, you can reward yourself in one way, but you can't go overboard. So if you want to play a little roulette, then you don't get the chips. Or if you want a couple of chips, that's fine. But you can't, like, you have to show some sort of self-control. And that was my plan.
And what stopped it?
I got carried away. I just was having so much fun. It needed chips. Something was missing.
It needed chips.
something was missing.
Yeah. I'm itching to know right now. I'm at the Aria. I'm 15 floors above one of the greatest casinos, I would say, in the nation.
I agree.
And I can't go down there. I'm working. Like, it's given. I'm shaking. Like, I don't know.
You want to take this segment off? I'm all for it. Doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
Because I'm getting out of here at 5 today anyway. So
we're gonna hold it down. So, Lonnie, you might have a little workload here at about 5 o'clock.
Cool with me, man. I got some takes to get off my chest, anyways.
Yeah.
You guys go win money.
Do what you gotta do. Did you think, I was telling Solana during one of the commercial breaks, what was the date? Sopranos ended on this date, what did I say, 2007 maybe?
07, I believe, yeah, 07.
Final episode of Sopranos, and I know Solana has rewatched it twice, fairly recently.
Yes.
Do you remember the final episode, Crowder? It's one of the most talked about final episodes.
Yeah, didn't like it. I don't like the cliffhanger type stuff.
Well, that's what I was saying to Solana. You know me. I was saying about Do the Right Thing. Like, I need to know how to feel at the end of something. You can't leave it up to me. You know what I mean? Like, I know the tweet that I saw about the Sopranos final episode, the guy said, it took me a while, but I have realized this was the absolute perfect ending for this series. And he attached the clip. It's about 4.5 minutes, you know, when they're in the diner. And so I watched it again about a half hour ago, just that 4.5 minutes. And I remember watching it live on HBO when it was going on. And my heart was pounding. That scene is great because you know something's coming.
Yes.
Because I remember watching it on my couch and I'm looking at the clock and I'm going, this is going to end in a couple minutes. Like, what's happening? And the song is playing, it's Journey, Don't Stop Believing.
Yep.
My heart's pounding. I just experienced it again. Same thing was happening because that anticipation. And for whatever reason, Meadow's trying to parallel park and you're like, is something's going to happen to Meadow? And then she runs across the street and you're like, is she going to get hit by a car? Like, what is happening here? And then it just goes black. And I have a tough time getting to the place that it was the perfect ending. I get it. I believe. I don't know if it's ever been confirmed by David Chase or not. I believe Tony Soprano was killed. His life ended. Everything went black. He got whacked.
Yes.
And so, but I didn't understand that when I first saw it. It took me a while to get there. And I still don't know. I kind of feel like we earned to see the whack.
Correct.
You know what I mean? Like, we put a lot of years and episodes into the show, and I know, like, for me, it was years, but Solana binge-watched it, but, like, I felt like I put in enough time to get the visual closure rather than, well, what just happened and you figured it out.
Yeah, I hate to figure it out myself, especially when they do the final season. When it's just when it's just going on and on, season 7, season 6, whatever it is, when they say this is the final season, I need closure because you've now told me this is the final season. Now you leave a cliffhanger because they can have another season and he survived. I don't like that. I need to know. That's what I don't like about the Marvel and all that stuff. Yeah, the multiverses. Okay, Wolverine,
right. I'm with you.
Wolverine's not dead. Oh, this is universe 4067. Right. He's not dead.
Or we're reversing the world so that he's no longer dead. Like, it's such an easy way out. This
damn Mr. What's the guy, the crazy guy that can whirl the little golden wheel?
Mr. Ed.
Mr. Head.
Dr. Ed.
Dr. Oh, okay. Oz. Dr. Oz.
His name not Mr. Head. I don't know if he's a superhero, but yeah, the multiverses and all. I need closure, Hawk. You said it perfectly. I want closure on this character not being around anymore.
The thing is, David Chase, the creator, he got cutesy. He didn't want to end the show the way everybody expected the show to end or the way people wanted the show to end. He got cutesy, Hawk. So, you know he gets whacked. You don't see it, but there was, like, from an artistic perspective, there was this, like, brilliant screenwriting where, for a second, everything is calm. They're at a diner.
Like a normal family.
Hey, pass me the menu. What are you getting? Like,
onion ring.
And you're expecting this insane crescendo. Something
right.
Brilliant is about to happen. Something incredible, extraordinary. And there's, like, this mundane calmness. And then out of nowhere, boom.
You're watching the calmness, though, but your heart is beating.
Right.
The song is working. And like, so it's calm. And again, from what I've read over the years, you're supposed to feel like what you're supposed to feel in that moment is apparently what Tony Soprano feels his entire existence. Because first of all, you know that he was having panic attacks or whatever. But also, there were a lot of people who wanted him dead. So you have all this stuff. So the way you feel in that 4.5 minutes where you don't know what side it's coming from, but you know something's happening, he feels that 24 hours a day. And so if that was what David Chase was doing, it's brilliant. I just needed to know then. Not years later when I've, you know, researched it. But it really is like you understand why he was always on edge, why, you know, like why he was who he was, because he felt that way his entire existence.
There's a lot of great productions that you haven't into. Avatar, Jake Sully got the damn Tree of Life got him back right.
The same fiction. Thing with Sopranos. If you see someone walk in there and shoot him in the back of the head, is it artistically worse? You know what I mean? Like David Chase got cutesy. Like, would it not have hit as hard saw it and there was a definitive ending?
That's what I want.
No,
definitive answer.
No, but tell me the show that has transcended cultures, that has been considered one of the best shows in the history of television, that people loved the ending. There isn't one. Even Breaking Bad. Right. Breaking Bad is probably my second favorite show of all time. Sopranos, Breaking Bad. Most people feel like it's fantastic, one of the best shows ever. People kind of liked the ending, and it was the appropriate ending, but still, like, you're not happy with the way it ends because you don't want it to end. Nobody's ever happy with
right.
those shows ending. They're just not. I think it really is brilliant the way he did it, but I'm with you. Like, I want to see who whacked the guy. We deserve to know who whacked the guy.
This is a hell of a point, and I think this is why I like movies. because once I invested 87 hours into episodes, I want an ending. And that's why I like a good old 2-hour movie that's going to end in some kind of way.
But that's always my point with Do the Right Thing. I still don't know who was right, who was wrong.
Non-racism.
But it was his pizzeria. If he wants to have Italian guys up on the walls of his pizzeria, does he deserve to have trash cans thrown through the windows?
Yeah, because he was a racist, Hawk.
He wasn't a racist. He was a pizzeria guy. That's how pizzeria guys talk.
That's how you say a pizzeria.
He employed a black guy.
Yeah, you know, he was a runner.
And that guy, the black guy he employed, get off your high horse a little bit, all right? You're pizza delivery guy. A little too deep, buddy.
He's funny acting. I like a movie to start at 8. At 10 o'clock, I know exactly what happened. You've built your characters up, and you've solidified everything in my mind about what this movie
was. That's the best argument for soccer, by the way. Soccer. Start time, you know what time it's going to end within a couple of minutes. That's why soccer is such a great sport, for that particular reason.
Also, no commercials.
Right.
Because I could make the argument that NFL, college football, professional football is really just a delivery mechanism for American consumerism. I could make that argument. I'm not even kidding. You're watching more commercials. The actual time, Crowder, football gets played during a football game. Like, the actual time that a play is happening is like 2% of the entire broadcast.
7 or 8 minutes of the...
Yeah, a lot of talk.
I mean, soccer...
When Tua is getting the ball out quickly, it's like 4 minutes.
Not even. Soccer, you're getting 45 minutes of action, you get 15 minutes of commercials, and you get 45 minutes of action. You know what you're getting.
Action, loosely action. Plenty of kicking the ball around.
Randomly, best movies of all time. Godfather, I know what happened. Dark Knight, I know what happened. Shawshank Redemption, I know what happened. Pulp Fiction, I know what happened.
Wait a second. No, completely incorrect. You have no idea what happened in Pulp Fiction because no one knows what was in the briefcase.
You
don't know. There's a lot of loose ends in Pulp Fiction. What happens in Shawshank?
They go on and enjoy the island.
How do you know? He shows up in Zihuatanejo, but who knows if Andy Dufresne really wanted to see Red there, you know? Like,
I know what happened in Forrest Gump.
Jailhouse friendships don't always translate to outside the clink.
Inception.
He left Matrix. Him directions, Hawk. Like, he literally left him directions to find
him. But he didn't think he was getting out. He thought Red was going to make it to Zihuatanejo. And let me tell you something. If he doesn't get along with Andy Dufresne, there's not a lot of opportunity for Red in Zihuatanejo.
Mm-hmm.
So Red ain't going to make it in Zihuatanejo.
Unless he gets along still with Andy Dufresne.
I know how those ended. I don't know how Sopranos?
Yeah. Only Sopranos. Ended in a field goal.
God rest his soul.
Fist bump.
Sopranos ended.
By the way, they do this in movies all the time. At the end of Tokyo Drift, Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift, Han dies in a car crash. I saw it. I saw it with my own two eyes. Two movies later, Han's back driving a Lexus, making out with a Brazilian girl. What the hell?
How'd that happen?
I don't know.
Isn't Robert Downey Jr. coming back in, like, The Avengers or something as a new character?
Nobody's... No, get out of here.
No, we're talking about Shawshank, and he's talking about Tokyo Drift.
No, not a new character. He's coming back as a villain, Dr. Doom.
Right, but I'm saying he's playing, Robert Downey Jr. is playing a different character.
Correct.
Yeah, come on, Marvel. He's the only actor now? Spoiler alert, by the way, because that movie's not out yet. But, I mean, what are we doing here, Marvel? You have to cast dead Iron Man as a new character, and I've got to believe that it's not dead Iron Man?
Yeah, I need Denzel.
That's disgusting.
It's crazy.
Idris Elba.
What are we doing here?
Tyler Perry.
Put Madea in the Avengers. Anyway, let's get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So aside from the fights, I know we're all enthralled with the fact that the Florida Panthers kicked the Oilers' ass literally yesterday. They won 5 fights. It was remarkable. But rank moments from last night. Reinhardt's goal. Swaggy hitting the top shelf where Mrs. Moeller keeps the peanut butter. Sam Bennett, the entire sequence where he just takes out two
guys.
That's
the best. That was so far and away the best sequence you will see in hockey. Boom, boom. And also, you're both on your asses. Let me go score a goal real quick here and celebrate in your face. Like that, I mean, That was one of the best sequences I've ever seen in hockey.
Aaron Ekblad using his actual ass to knock McDavid down. Elite as well.
Yeah.
By the way, Jake Walman fined $10,000. 5 for roughing Matthew Tkachuk, and then 5 for squirting a little water over at the Panthers bench.
That happens.
I got fined $25,000, and I didn't do anything of the sort. I'm upset by this fine number.
Yeah, you got a look on your face.
My face is a different color.
That's the look.
There's definitely something funny, though.
I thought I was being more clear about that. Obviously, I wasn't.
He broke his. Didn't he break his stick over some guy's neck?
Well, I don't know about neck.
It's crazy. $5,000. The max they can find for anything you do in the NHL is $5,000.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a players association. I'm not going to lie to you.
But it is funny, of all the things that happened and transpired on the ice yesterday, I mean, you literally had Jonah Gadjevich and like half the Oilers just throwing haymakers at each other. He's bleeding down his face. He has his tongue out. You have Reinhardt on the ground. Kane is like slap-shotting him into the face. Like all the things that happened last night, the NHL's like, yeah, this guy, he squirted his water over at the Panthers bench. So $5,000 fine.
The water squirter gets
I like how there's
heavy.
A maximum fine, though, for squirting water. Like, there's been, like, they've had enough of these incidents that they had to address it.
No more water squirting, fellas. Put our hoof down.
You guys think Paul Maurice has ever heard of DJ Khaled?
Yeah, that was a great great subject you texted us last night.
Mike Cugno, by the way. Oh, by the way. Imagine watching a game, Appel on one side, Cugno on the other, and they're both just trying to flex their hockey knowledge.
Their hockey knowledge, yeah.
Oh, my God,
I went to that Inter-Miami game. I had Appel on one side and Whittingham on the other. And Whittingham's got his bona fides when it comes to soccer.
Mm-hmm.
Appel just trying to flex as much soccer knowledge as he can. I'm like, buddy, you're not impressive. We're your friend already. Like, what are we doing here?
It's a good point you make. It's really just Appel and suffering.
Yeah. Whittingham doesn't need to show his bona fides.
I'm a hog. You missed yesterday. During the breaks. With Doug Plagan and Goldie came up later on, and
that's Appel's. That he lives for those moments.
You think we'll swing his lines and get, you know, different matchups together? I'm like, Appel, who cares, man?
Nah, but I get it, man.
Did he mention that he's very good friends with Mike White to anyone?
I think you teased him out of that one.
No, he brought that up to me. I get it, though, man, because you grow up a Panthers fan, and this organization was just in the absolute just depths of hell. And now they're not only at the top of the hockey world, but they're like at the top of the sports world currently. The Florida Panthers are kicking everybody's ass.
Yeah.
Bro, I'd be geeked up as hell, too, man. I really would be.
You were geeked up. He spent $4,000 yesterday at Pantherland.
Yeah, but I returned everything other than this hat. I returned everything.
He went down there four times with bags and bags and bags. I'm like, Solana, you can shop on the line.
He got caught up in the moment.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious, he bought $1,000 worth of crap.
You know, we learned from Appel at the watch party we did last week. You were out of town. We learned from Appel. You know how I give Solana a whole bunch of crap for RSVPing to his wedding, and then Solana didn't show up. Well, we found out Appel, they never sent out thank you notes for people who sent them wedding gifts. That's like 3 years old. That's a huge faux pas, but it's perfectly Josh Appel because he's an only child. And it's like, oh, of course you gave me gifts. Why would I have to thank you? That's his, you know, it's like that's his MO. Of course, why would I thank you for the gifts that you obviously want to give me? I'm Josh Appel.
We did send out the thank you notes because of Asia, but you should never give expecting something back. That's my rule.
When
in
you
life.
Go to a when you go to an invitation party, I'm not talking about the homeless guy writing me a thank you note for the next time I walk by. You go to an invitation party and you bring a gift. It is common courtesy. I wouldn't when my son was bar mitzvahed, like he couldn't go do anything till all the thank you notes were written. That's common courtesy. You have friends coming in and taking time out of their day to celebrate your day, and they bring you a gift. You absolutely deserve a thank you card.
So
and
you're
not a text. Not a text.
You're expecting something from your kindness. That's not true. That's not true kindness.
No. That's common sense. Absolutely it is.
No.
Thanking someone for a gift is not common sense.
If you do something nice for someone, you should
not expect anything back. I'm not doing something nice for someone. I'm giving them a wedding gift. You're making something sound altruistic when it's not. This is a transaction. I invite you to an event. You give a gift. Like, that's the transaction. Yeah. If you weren't invited to Appel's wedding, like Ryan from Funky Buddha was not invited, he didn't give him a gift. Yeah. It's a transaction. You're invited. The part of the transaction is you get a gift. And the final part of the transaction is the thank you, the formal thank you for said gift.
You could send a gift to a married couple if you weren't at the wedding.
You could, but you don't.
I've missed graduations and sent a check.
But you were invited.
You were invited. You didn't go. That's something different.
No, if you're not invited, I'll still do it.
Stop it. No, you don't.
Huck,
you're lying.
This is the thing. Anytime you do something for someone, you should
You're moving the goalpost. I'm not talking about doing something nice for someone. You know what's doing something nice for someone? Hey, I see your hedges are a little overgrown. I'm going to trim them for you because I got the hedge trimmer out. That's doing nice for someone, and you don't expect anything in return. When you're invited to a social function via invitation, part of the transaction is that you're giving a gift in a social setting that warrants a gift.
But Hawk, it's not. You keep saying transaction. It's not a transaction. It's a celebration.
Paul,
I want to invite you to celebrate my love for my wife. If you want to give me an envelope or go on the little thing or whatever, what is it with the baby showers?
They have a registry.
It's literally part of the transaction.
Here's the gifts I'm expecting.
But it's not a transaction because I can have a registry, invite you to the baby shower. You can come to the baby shower and not give me anything off the registry, and you're still there.
Correct. But then you wouldn't be holding up your part of the transaction.
It's not a transaction.
They're both transactional. The gift is transactional. The thank you is transactional.
This is emotional. I want you to celebrate my marriage or my baby with the people I love. It's not a transaction. It's emotional time. If you don't give me a damn thing, I don't care.
But that's nonsense. It's not an emotional thing I want you to celebrate. Also, I spent 4 hours at this store checking off the gifts that I want. Nothing to do with expecting anything. It's all emotional. But I happen to make a checklist of 98 items, and I have them listed by alphabetical or price, whatever's more convenient for you.
So parties are transactional. It's nothing to do with I want this person around me.
Are transactional.
I want this person around me celebrating this time in my life. It's a transaction.
Yes, if there's an invitation, you did your 50th birthday or 40th birthday, whatever it was.
Yes.
You sent out invitations.
And didn't expect a damn thing back, huh?
You're lying. I mean, you are lying.
You think that I spent the money I spent on that damn birthday party expecting y'all bastards to bring something?
Yes.
No.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
You're shallow. You had goodie bags. Literally, you had goodie bags
for
made
you.
For
I
people.
Part of the transaction.
That was part of the transaction. That was the thank you. That was the official thank you. I'm going to leave you with something as a thank you for
coming to the party.
The transaction.
No, I planned the party. I invited you to the party.
Thank you for coming if I was doing it out of the goodness of my heart. Why would you have to give me anything?
Huh. I asked you to come to the party. I paid for the party. I brought you to the party. I paid for the DJ.
That's
I paid for the food.
That's
I paid for the drinks. And I gave you a gift bag so you can celebrate my 40 years on Earth. I didn't expect anything back from anybody at that damn party.
Lie.
It's not a lie. And
it's
the
a
funny
lie.
Thing is the richest people at the party understood it. Udonis Haslam didn't give me a damn thing.
Well, then he didn't keep up his end of the transaction. I hope he didn't take a goodie bag.
It's not a transaction. It's a celebration.
Transaction.
Birthday parties are transactions?
Correct. If you invite children to a 10-year-old's birthday party, the transaction is we're going to provide cake and chicken tenders. You're going to give our son or daughter a gift. Of course.
No, that is not how birthdays work. Hawk, this is crazy.
Right. Have your kids show up to all their friends' birthday parties with no gifts.
No, I don't. I do it because I care about the kids.
Oh, Get out of here, bro.
What the hell are you talking about?
If somebody's invited to a party, you expect something when they get there. That is so shallow. It's crazy. No, that's crazy. crazy.
If you invite someone,
it's present time.
Sweet 16, quinceañera, a wedding, a baby shower. Absolutely, a gift is expected.
At my quinceañera, we said no presents at my quinceañera.
I mean, no one says that because part of having the quinceañera is to get the presents.
This is crazy to hear.
This is like life 101.
Do you know that
FPL does not provide you electricity out of emotion and goodness? There's a transaction. They provide you the electricity. Then part of the transaction is that you pay them.
And I understand that Morgan Stanley has my mortgage. They paid off the house, and now I have to pay them back monthly. Financial situation between us. All this, me and my insurance, car insurance, financial situation. If I invite you to my home to celebrate my child's birthday, I expect a return on investment.
Correct. Why would you invite everyone and invest in all the food? I mean, it's crazy.
Absolutely ridiculous.
No.
That's ridiculous.
Because you're not emotionally attached to everyone who you invite.
I don't need to be emotionally attached.
Well, then it can't be an emotional situation. It's got to be a transactional situation.
You came. No, it's not transactional. You came to my birthday.
It is transactional.
You came to my birthday because I wanted people around me at my birthday that are part of my life and that everybody can meet.
And then I had to show you appreciation as part of the transaction. I had to show you the appreciation of bringing you a gift to say, hey, you're important to me as well. And then you send the thank you note, birthday party not so much, but a wedding for sure. You send the thank you note that says,
no,
I appreciate you being a part of this transaction, essentially is what it says.
The inviter should never expect anything back from the invitee.
That's ridiculous. And I know you don't believe that.
I do.
Nope.
I do.
No, you don't.
I don't expect anything from anybody. Honestly don't.
It's not a lot.
What are you going to give me that's going to change my life?
It's not going to change your life, but it's part of the transaction. I'm not changing FPL's business when I send them $130. I don't know if I'm doing anything for their stock price, but I am holding up my end of the transaction.
It is not a transaction. It's an emotional attachment to
I have an emotional attachment to the Dairy Queen Blizzard. I still have to give them money after I take it and not changing their business.
I want to be around you. My kids want to be around your kids, all this, and that's what happens. It's not a transaction. It's an emotional decision.
Transaction.
I hate you.
Did you send a wedding gift Crowder despite not being invited?
I wouldn't send him a gift anyway.
Yes, you would have if you went to the wedding. Get out of here.
If I went to the wedding?
Yeah.
You think Solana's going to get a gift whenever he gets married? No.
Well, why did you give DJ a generous gift from the bar mitzvah?
Because I learned about the numbers of the how much numbers. Because
it was a transaction. You can say it. You can say it. It was a transaction.
Do you know I didn't give Eric Falero a damn thing for his wedding?
Cap.
Lie.
I didn't.
Cap.
Ask him.
Lie.
Ask Falero, did I get him something for his wedding?
Lie.
And he's a grown up. And there's a difference with kids and grown ups. You know, I feel different about grown people. You should have your life together. I'll give a child a couple hundred.
I gave Falero $1,000 for his wedding.
You gave him a grand?
I gave him $1,000.
Hawk, let me hold something, man. You're selling dope. You told us about Liar last week. Y'all got dope money in the Hawkman family. You're giving away $1,000 to people?
No, just to Falero.
Hawk, I don't think I've given anybody a $1,000 gift before.
Falero spent it all on Fortnite upgrades, by the way.
And quit 3 weeks later.
He got all the Robux.
We're so late. We got a break. I enjoyed that. We're so late. What are we doing? Headlines? What are we doing?
Yeah, you're good. You can your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954 more. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Hot. Back to you.
Hot. All right, you got to do a commercial here, Crowder, and then we're going to come back. We're going to come back and do the quickest segment in the history of Ray.
So many text messages right now. You done ran people. I got 8 text messages in the last 7 minutes.
All right, we're coming back after this. We think. We're not sure.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'll tell you where I'd go. Too hot to nail.
Hawk and Crowder.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thank you to the texter who pointed out when you buy wedding invitations, they come with thank you notes. Boom and bingo. Case closed. I rest my case, Judge Ito. That was the judge in the O.J. Simpson trial.
I didn't catch that reference, so I'm glad you clarified.
Me neither.
I wouldn't imagine that you would. You probably weren't alive for the O.J. trial.
I do not think I was.
Hmm. Why would the wedding invites come with thank you notes if thank you notes are not accepted standard practice?
It's ridiculous to think otherwise. I mean, how?
It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Nobody has 150 people they love and cherish. You have 150 people.
You can love and cherish people, but still, if you invite them to an invitation party, you expect a gift. Now, if you don't get one, you don't sever your friendship. But it is an expected transaction. Mm-hmm. Gift, thank you card.
Mm-hmm.
For all the people texting in, oh, you're just showing your Jewish colors, Hawk. Shame on you all. Shame on you all. Those are all from Jimmy's number now that I'm looking at it.
Crazy, yeah.
How'd I get in there?
5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. We are honestly, we got a little sidetrack there, but it was fun. But we are celebrating the Panthers and the victory yesterday. That's how that happens in the last segment, because I mean, we had the best time of our lives. We're all jacked up like Brad Marchand chirping at the other bench.
You transitioned
time of our lives last night.
You transitioned into that Appel story at like 4:29, and I thought to myself,
later.
I was like, "Uh-oh, this is going to go for a while." But I didn't think it would be because Crowder would be defending not giving gifts at a wedding or thank you note after a wedding.
No,
when you buy wedding invitations, it comes with thank you cards. It's part of the package.
No, you get thank you cards. No. The richest people, I told you, I'm getting all kind of texts. I don't know why people are listening like this right now. The richest people I know have never sent me a gift.
Oh, that's a lie.
It's UD, Zach Thomas. He was at my party. Zach didn't give me a birthday gift. He did not give me a birthday. How can you tell me I'm lying about things I received?
BS. That's a bunch of BS on Zach Thomas. Zach Thomas is way too traditional to not give a gift. And by the way, he gave you linebacker advice that's
helped my life. But if I invite ZT to a party, any party, I don't expect a gift back from Zach.
Of course
we're
you
friends.
Do.
We're just friends.
It doesn't matter. If you invite them via invitation, of course you expect to get.
No, you don't.
Yes.
This is not an invite to a party is not a transaction. It
yes.
is an emotional
yes, it
decision
is. You know that
I want to celebrate this day with you.
Correct.
That's all it is.
Absolutely. And bring a gift, and I'm going to send you a thank you note.
Mm-hmm. Hawk, this is crazy.
It's a very simple transaction.
It's not a transaction. It's a friendship.
Right. And this is the part of the friendship where you live up to your end of the transaction.
This is crazy.
You know that it's the truth. You would never show up to a wedding without a gift. You would never show up to a wedding without a gift.
I have. My homeboys, I have. The reason I gave DJ money was I learned that it was some kind of percentage of something. What is it, Hawk? It was like a number.
The number
of days.
18. It was the number 8. Number 18 is a lucky Jewish number. You multiplied your jersey number by the number 18.
So that, and when I heard the number 18 is a lucky number, and I was like, okay, I play ball. This is a cool thing to do for a young man who's taking that money and doing something with his life. Hawk, I'm going to tell you this. If you have a a new ceremony with Lori and y'all want to renew y'all's vows, you ain't getting a goddamn thing.
Oh, you're bringing a gift.
You're not getting a thing.
100% you're bringing a gift. We hadn't even considered something like that up until now. Now we're doing it just to get the gift out of you. Also, DJ and I were very surprised when you gave him the gift multiplied by your jersey number that you had worn number one. But you said, I guess, in high school that that was your number.
I shot him a quick 18. Hey, man, do right by this $18. All right.
5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. We'll get back into the Panthers and Dolphins and Tua and all that hoo-ha. So don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here.
Hawk and Crowder.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.